We've turned the page to a new calendar year, and the annual cycle of insurance issues in Florida begins again. We'll undoubtedly see some of the timeless topics being debated once again, and no doubt there will be other issues that arise considering the unique challenges of the Florida property insurance market. As we look ahead to 2010, there are three issues that are certain to grab the attention of the industry and the regulator alike. The first issue to watch this year will be the financial health of the property and casualty insurance industry. The industry's financial results have been poor recently, which is a significant concern because Florida has been storm-free for several consecutive years now. Unfortunately, the combination of low premiums and substantial state-mandated discounts for mitigation have more than eroded the profit margin in insurers' rates. Adding to this, other issues, such as the variability of reinsurance costs and the prevalence of insurance fraud, and it's no surprise that insurers are losing money even in non-catastrophe years. On a related note, the industry will be awaiting the Loss Projection Commission's report on mitigation issues. The commission held several meetings to gather information about problems with the mitigation discounts that insurers must offer on homes and condominiums. The discussion before the commission suggests there are at least two categories of problems with the mitigation discounts. First, the discounts appear to apply to too much of the insurance premium. The discounts should apply to the portion of the premium that relates to wind losses to structures that have been mitigated. However, in practice, it appears that the discounts also are reducing portions of the premium attributable to insurers' expenses or to structures that are not mitigated. Secondly, the current discount process is open to a large number of mistakes and fraud. Insurers and regulators are working on this problem through the rulemaking process, but additional legislative support may be helpful. Finally, the 2010 legislative session will see renewed debate on the Consumer Choice Bill. This bill would allow an insurer and its insured to agree on a rate that is greater than the insurer's filed and approved rate. The legislature overwhelmingly passed a version of this bill last year that would have applied only to a handful of insurers. Governor Crist vetoed the bill, and some legislators wanted to override the veto. Ultimately, however, they decided to come back and try again in 2010. The 2010 version of the bill does not limit participation to select insurers, eliminating one of the common objections from last year. It will be interesting to see how the new version of the bill is received this year, particularly when many key elected offices are open for election in the fall. Please visit our website at www.radylaw.com to follow these and other issues throughout 2010.